Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
This is a warning to everybody listening because there is a criminal in their midst, or a potential criminal.
Potential criminal lurking around.
That's right. Somebody on the K92 Morning Thang. Is it Monica? Is it Antoine? Is it me, Zach? Has criminal urges, illegal desires.
Oh, no.
There's something burning on their inside. And what is it?
What are you talking about? Who would do such a... Why would you think it was Antoine?
I don't know, Antoine. Why would we think it was Antoine?
Zach?
Hmm.
Who is it?
It's Antoine.
It
is Antoine.
Let's define the word illegal.
Okay.
Should we? I think it's subjective.
You think it's subjective? When Antoine told me this, and we email back and forth ideas and just stuff that's going on in our lives, things in our thoughts and everything, he actually did say illegal. I see the word illegal in your email, Antoine.
Oh, so he said it.
It was autocorrect.
Oh, it's autocorrect.
Okay.
So it's correct now is what you're saying.
Well, it's really hot. Okay, I feel justified. Okay. It's been really hot.
Oh, my God. I am so...
It is hot.
Looking forward to the fact that the temperature is going to drop into the 70s this weekend. Oh. I don't really care beyond that. Because it has just been butt crack hot.
Sticky.
Yes.
I mean, yesterday, if you went outside, I imagine that's what a pot roast feels like when it's in there cooking.
Like you're steamed.
Oh, my God. It was like those big old Turkish men that sit in steam rooms. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
It was just yikes.
And with it being so hot, there's a couple people in my neighborhood that have a pool.
Okay, and you are not one of those people.
I am not one of those people.
You don't have a pool.
I do not have a pool.
You don't have a kiddie pool.
Nope, I have a bathtub.
Slip and slide.
A sink.
Okay, but not in your yard. There's no bathtub in your yard.
Yeah, and their pools are fenced in, as they should be, or should not be, in my opinion.
So it's
a neighborhood pool?
No, it's a people's personal pool in their backyard.
Yeah.
I want to go get in the pool.
Well, you can't.
Without their permission.
Oh, without?
Yeah. It's hot.
Why not knock at the door and make a friend?
I don't want any friends. I want to swim.
That's too much talking, and then that's too weird. Hey, I'm Antoine. Hi, nice to meet you. Why are you in a bathing suit? I mean, those are fair questions, right?
Like just thinking about a pool.
It is better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
I found that here, but in that case,
then it's illegal.
Yes.
See, it's illegal. He has the criminal urge. So, good morning, everybody. On your Friday Eve, this guy is trespassing amongst you. Trying to swim in your water.
I don't even consider it trespassing.
Why is that?
We are all nature's creatures.
Okay.
Nature belongs to everybody.
It does.
Who says that?
But a pool is not Mother Nature.
A pool is not Mother Nature.
It's an in-ground pool, part of nature.
It's man-made.
It's connected.
Yes.
I get it if you were walking through your neighborhood and there was a pond out behind the neighborhood.
Can we call it a pond then? With floaties?
No, we cannot.
And a diving board?
See gravel and stuff in it. You need to like...
I can throw a rock.
If we start arguing man-made versus Mother Nature, then Smith Mountain Lake is just one giant pool.
Smith Mountain Lake is,
okay, and I don't have to ask permission to get in any part of Smith Mountain Lake.
Nope, that's right. Maybe, that's the only one.
Maybe you could say that you thought you were at Smith Mountain Lake. That could be your argument.
Confusion.
Play stupid.
Ignorance.
Ignorance is
bliss. And then you see them slowly... pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Somebody got confused. They said.
Yeah.
And see me running through with wet trunks.
Is there a crime that you wish you could commit? Like something you want to do illegal and if you could be above the law on one certain thing. Do you have that thing? Like text in to 52353. You know, let us know. Is there something? I mean, I would like to drive 100 when I'm trying to go on a road trip and make
people get out your way.
Right. Just 100 miles an hour. Really good time. Or at least 90 to 95 so I can just make awesome time and not feel too dangerous. I don't drive 90. I don't feel that reckless.
Yeah.
Go ahead and hit 100. You're almost there. Go ahead and hit 100. You're
100,
almost
I start getting nervous. You're but sometimes you're tooling along in the highway and you're like, oh my God, I'm going 88 miles an hour.
It's crazy.
Go back in time in a DeLorean here. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't feel like you are going NASCAR fast.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to go that speed so I can get to where I'm going faster. but I also don't want a gigantic speeding ticket. So I would like to, that would be my law breaking that I would like to do. You can weigh in with yours at 52353. Monica, yours is murder? Is it murder?
Murder? No.
Yeah.
No.
We do that anyway. No. We're not getting caught. We're good.
No, I probably would be just to be able to pull other kids aside and discipline them if they're not
discipline
behaving.
Other kids.
Like in the grocery store, you see someone being disrespectful to their parents.
Okay.
I don't think that's against the law. Well, yes, it probably is against the law now, in a way.
I think
I don't
be
know what
assault,
you would call that.
Verbal assault.
I suppose if you swatted them with like a cucumber or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it would be.
But if all you're doing is yelling at them, that is not above, not against the law.
Yeah. Yeah, so but I think something like that, just being able to, like, hey,
so maybe,
I got your back,
so maybe
parents,
something that's not
you.
Socially acceptable.
Right,
that
being
you
able
like
to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Captain Parent, that would be you. You'll be,
don't disrespect your mother.
New in the Marvel Universe, you'll be here. So if you got one, you can weigh in, 52353. We have King's Dominion tickets today, so you got to tune in right at 7 o'clock to get your password, and then at 7:30, you be caller 19. So get ready for that. Get ready for the backwards game,
backwards.
I think is going to be awesome. I tested this out yesterday.
All right.
Antoine and Monica haven't really played this. I'll explain in a minute because I think it's going to be awesome. Is she being rude? Is she being kind? We'll decide now. And is Monica being serious about her opinions on peeing in public? We're going to explain on that in a second, too.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Okay, so yes, this mom. Is she being rude? She being kind-hearted. Because a couple, they get married. Her son, he gets married to his beautiful bride. And the mom decides that she wants to do something for him for his wedding day.
Okay, so this is his mom?
His mom.
His mom is going to do something for, this is her little baby boy.
It's her baby boy.
Gotcha.
And yes, and so she decides that looking at his rings, she would like to gift him new wedding bands because she thinks that he's deserving of a more expensive band.
Nope.
And that's what she does.
Yeah, so that would be rude, is what that is. Okay, is there even a debate here?
Well, the son is okay with it, but the bride, of course, is like, "Hey, wait a minute, you know what are you doing?"
She's trying to play, and this is an issue we dealt with this earlier this week too, with the Let's Be Honest, where the woman was having problems because he's kind of a mama's boy, but it's when the mom tries to play wife and mom. And you're not that person, okay? You have to understand that you have to let this person go. They go on to be their own person.
Right.
They go into their own relationship.
Right.
And now that new wife, she's head of family now. You're not head of family anymore.
So,
you're this branch off to the side.
But she's trying to be kind.
But with a wedding band, like, she could just give him money for a honeymoon.
Right.
He doesn't, but she likes the honeymoon. He doesn't need to upgrade the honeymoon. They did a good job picking the honeymoon.
He decided to upgrade it. He was perfectly fine and happy with his wedding band.
Right. And this is a power play. This is her saying, I can give you better than what she can. It's the S word. She
can. Yes.
Yeah. She.
Because the bride really is just like, you don't see what your mom is, what she just did.
Rude all day long.
That is rude.
Rude.
What if somebody came up and offered you a bigger house? They're like, you know what? I'm gonna pay for you to have a bigger house. I know that you and your significant other picked out the house that you're living in. You guys love it. I'm gonna buy you a bigger house.
Okay, Antoine, I understand that, but the problem here is that analogy does not work because really what you need is the mom to say, I'm gonna buy you a bigger house. She still lives in the other little house. And you get to, my baby boy gets his own mansion.
What a rude little pig you really are.
Yeah, see, that's not rude.
Yeah, that is rude.
But is it any ruder than Monica's theory of peeing in public and how she's apparently just walking around everywhere and doing it? We'll get to it here in a second.
I don't know.
I don't know if she's messing with us.
She has to be messing with us.
There's no way
she's for real.
Antoine, she's got to be messing with us. She has to be.
I feel 100% she's just giving us a hard time right now.
Monica is messing with us with her opinions on peeing in public. And we're going to get to that because we're talking about the things. If you were above the law, you could pick one crime that you're just allowed to break. Because Antoine just wants to go trespass in people's houses and yards so that he can go swim in their pools.
Yeah.
I would like to make really good time on road trips.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And Monica would like to hydrate the universe. Or really not, because what she's saying, she doesn't think it's actually against the law, and that's what confuses me.
Well,
now, before we do that, let me just, I need to remind everybody about the after prom grand finale thing. So if you had the opportunity to help the school in your town right now.
Yes.
Would you do that with 5 seconds of work?
That's all it takes.
And I'm telling you, if you can hear the sound of my voice this morning, this program benefits a school in your neighborhood. It is that simple, because it is every school in Southwest Virginia is allowed to participate, every high school.
Yep.
When we get into the after prom grand finale. So they're in the running for this $25,000 grant from State Farm. And the program itself is in danger of going away because funding has been dwindling and everything. And me, like an idiot, I didn't realize this until just now. They're winning.
Yeah.
They are winning $25,000 as of right this second, because I'm looking on the leaderboard and they're in 32nd place.
Okay.
You say, well, 32nd place. I mean, that's not first. The top 40 get
$25,000. That's right.
40 different causes, all great. But we want the after prom to be one of them. So if it ended right this second, we would win. However, 32 is a dangerous place to be.
It's very close to 41.
Yeah, when there's a couple hundred different organizations, they're all pushing it. So I need everybody today and tomorrow, because there's 2 days left to vote. I need you to vote, and I need you to help spread the word. This is to help our schools, our students, our kids, their safety, their lives.
I mean, I loved my after prom.
Yeah.
I attended it and I loved it. I even won a prize. I remember I won Emerald Point tickets.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
I won a microwave for my dorm room.
Okay.
My senior year.
And it was so much fun, right?
Yeah.
All your friends are there. We just hang out. And it was, you felt like you were in a safe environment. You could really just hang out late and, you know.
We give away a car at the end of this with First Team, and we do the after prom grand finale.
That's a plus.
It's amazing. So I need you this morning to go to votepromparty.com. Votepromparty.com. If you could tell other people to do it too, that would be nice. If you want, for convenience purposes, you don't want to remember that website or whatever, just text the word prom to the number 52353. That's our direct number. Mm-hmm. We will bounce you back the direct link. It comes right to you. Then you can do it. If you have two email addresses.
hey, wink, wink.
I'm just saying. So we're at 32 right now. The leaderboard updates all the time. So I would like to see if we could crack the top 20. That would make me feel good.
That'd be awesome.
We were as high as 24 yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's close. As you can see, there's a lot of movement going on.
Yes.
We have to save this program. $25,000. They're winning right now, but it's too dang close. So we need to fix that. Go ahead and vote promparty.com, or just text the word prom right now to 52353. And if you could pass that along to your friends, your neighbors, your bus driver, whatever, you want to share it on social media, that would be fantastic too. Votepromparty.com. While you're at it, while you're out in public promoting all of this, Monica will be out there peeing everywhere. I can't believe that she actually believes this.
I don't think it should be against the law.
No, you didn't believe
it
was against the law.
Because it didn't seem like, I mean, it's nature. Well, you're out there.
Dakota texted into 52353. He says he wants to pee in public whenever he wants. And Monica said, we can do that right now because that's not against the law.
If you really have to go, you really have to go.
It's still against the law. If I really have to pay a bill, it's still against the law for me to rob a bank to get that money. If I really have to get somewhere fast and I drive 125 miles an hour to get there, I'm still breaking the law.
People go camping. Remember, they pee in the woods.
Remember, maybe. I told you that I got pulled over for speeding.
Yeah.
And I used the excuse that I had diarrhea.
Yeah.
If using the bathroom was legal, the cop would have said, well, why don't you just pull over and poop then?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that.
I don't want to live in that world. Just so you know, I want to be clear that I don't need people pooping on the side of the road just because it's legal.
I swear she's messing with us.
It has to be that. There's no two ways around it.
I mean, when it comes to peeing, if you have to go, emergency peers out there, if you really have to pull over and pee.
I think I just thought of a new game.
What's that?
Is this legal or not?
Is this, so to try to guess, is it legal?
Yes. Is it a crime to do things or not?
In the meantime, Monica Brooks' Bedford has just come out this morning because I don't believe it's illegal at all. If you're walking down the street, you got emergency peers.
Emergency peers.
We just hydrating. We're just fixing the azalea plants. The deer, they love it.
Well, y'all see how much liquid I take in? If I was out there and I really had to go pee.
Well.
I mean, you do it, but
you have
you
a lot of toilets. Why don't you just go ahead and do that?
Yes. But you'd be breaking the law.
Come on down to Monica's house where the world is your toilet here on the K92 Morning Thang. I have the feeling that this game is going to be awesome when we play in a second, so I'm going to explain. And I already have a cool update on the After Pop. So look.
Woke up in the morning. You're hearing Monica.
What are you doing over there? You need saving?
Zach.
Find me a show that's having this conversation.
And Antoine.
Oh, okay. I'm going to attract a female.
The K92 Morning Thang.
The After Prom Grand Finale, what'd I say? We're in 34th place?
Yes.
Yeah. Now it's at 30.
At 30? Okay, wow. That's a great bump.
Just that quick, and you can see how close it is.
Yes.
So we cannot screw around with this. If you need the direct link to vote for this, it is just text the word prom, P-R-O-M, to 52353. That's our number. So you're not sending it off to some Russian robot that's going to steal all your information. That's just us. So we'll give you the direct link, and then you can vote. The top 40 in this competition get $25,000. The After Prom Grand Finale has benefited 85,000 students in our area. I don't care where you live. If you can hear my voice right now, your school is participating in the After Prom Grand Finale.
Yes.
And you need to save this program because if they don't win, they might go away.
Yeah.
So let's see. I want to get it up to 20 by the end of the show. So you can directly to votepromparty.com or just text the word prom to the number 52353. You can vote up to 10 times each day, and you can vote all 10 times on one click. So it's very easy. And we just have today, tomorrow to make that push. Okay. Backwards game is coming in a minute, or the backwards game.
So does it make it forwards?
And backwards.
Backwards.
So confused.
Right. So let me explain. This is how this is going to work. Is I'm going to, and I have an example, and this is going to be fun because it's going to be Antoine versus Monica, and I'm just going to decide who's the best. So I'm going to give you a phrase or a word or a name. So for example, this will be in the game here. This will be round one.
Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, you hear Jennifer Lopez, right?
Yes, we hear that.
So then what I'm going to do is I'm going to play it backwards. Listen.
Say, well, finish.
Okay. And then what you're going to try to do is mimic that backwards way. So
say, well, finish.
And when you say it backwards, I'm going to reverse it again so you can hear what it sounds like forward. So when I did it as the example, this is what I sounded like.
Jennifer Lopez.
You see what I'm saying?
So we're going to say it backwards.
And we're going to see who's the closest to
saying it backwards.
So when I play,
say, well, finish.
So you'll say. So, the Venege. And then I'll flip it around.
Okay.
And we'll see what it sounds like.
We're really just saying what you said backwards.
The Venege.
And then I'll flip it around. And then it sounds
like. It's a backwards game.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez.
And then you sound like some sort of little elf that's under a bridge in a movie that's giving you all the clues to the afterworld.
All right. Okay.
All right. That's a twist.
So it could be fun. Could be a hot mess. It could be a fun hot mess. Well, drives you nuts. It's the bane of your existence.
Everyone hates you.
I've had it with the Amazon Fire Stick. I want to smash them all on the ground.
No.
They're out to get me. I do believe that they are out to get me. You know, sometimes you're convinced that there's something in your house. It's not even a real thing, but it's out to get you.
Right.
Like my shower head. My shower head hates me.
Why would you say it hates you?
It hates me because lately my shower head started making this noise.
Oh.
You know, in the water.
Uh-huh.
So I went to YouTube to see what the deal was, because that's where you learn everything. And there's a little filter or something inside your shower head. So stuff gets blocked in there and you have to kind of clear it out.
Right.
I can't get the stupid thing open, though. So the other thing you can do is soak it in some vinegar to try to loosen up all that stuff. So I did that. I put it back on. Sound was gone. Ooh. However, there was less water pressure after that. I don't know why. So now it's fine, but it's not quite exactly where I want it to be. I know.
And so
I said to myself, fine. You know what? At least it's quiet now. I guess I sort of fixed it. And then yesterday, started leaking back in again.
But was the water pressure back?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Bane of my existence. I mean, it makes me want to go in there with a sledgehammer and just smash the shower and take baths for the rest of my life. But the Amazon Fire Stick is hanging over my head right now because it is out to get me. And I don't know if it's specifically the Fire Stick. I don't know if it's Netflix. I don't know if they're in cahoots with one another. It got me so mad, I actually angrily tweeted to Netflix yesterday. And I hate being that
person.
Did
you really?
She was your angry tweet.
I know.
You did that?
I am so sick and tired of UI-113. That's the error I get all the time on Netflix.
Oh, well.
Which is some stupid, I don't know, database error or whatever. All I know is the only way to fix it, and I don't care, there's 75 different things, troubleshooting ways online. The only one that works is uninstall Netflix, reinstall Netflix.
Oh, no.
Oh, you got to do all that.
Which That's is a lot of work.
And then I got to re-enter my email, my password, and log
What's
back
the password?
In.
So
that's too much. And you gotta remember your password.
I ain't got no keyboard, so you're running around typing.
It's a headache.
Annoying. Yeah. I've had it
so
with that
you
thing.
You tweeted Netflix.
I did. I
sent him a tweet.
You know what? I should check and see if they tweeted back because I tagged them. I said if Netflix had to give me a dollar for every single time I got this error, yeah. I would have free Netflix because it would just be every month. It would be about 15 times. And with the Amazon Fire Stick, I believe it knows when my wife and I are trying to watch grown-up shows versus when the kids are watching their stupid stuff.
So it's almost like parental controls.
For the parents.
Parental controls.
For the parents.
Maybe my kids have set it on something. But what happens is that thing works all day when the kids are watching TV.
Uh-huh.
No problems at all. Then they're gone. The minute I sit down, the Fire Stick will reboot. Or I can't find the internet. I don't know how to connect anymore. Always when I'm doing it. And I got to reboot. And I got to sit. It takes me 20 minutes. I told you, I'm plugging the cord back in. I'm done with cutting the cord.
Amazon Fire Stick is telling you, hey, go be productive. Go do something else.
No, it's not, because then it's making me waste 20 minutes trying to fix it.
It's telling you to go outside.
But today it's going to work perfectly. It's going to be great. And you're going to be like, all right, well, maybe I'll give you one more chance.
Yeah, so that's what it is.
And you're going to fall back in love with the Fire Stick. And
that's
everything.
All it's like. It's like that jerk boyfriend who cheats on you and says it'll never happen again. Yeah. Then he does it again and then says it'll never happen again.
You, and you keep holding on.
You keep taking him back like an idiot. Bane of your existence. 52353, you want to text in, Antoine?
My lawn, just grass in general. Mm. Like, why does it have to keep growing? Like, why why can't it reach a certain point
and just stop
there?
Or what? Why? I would like, if I had a time machine, I am using it to go back to find the guy who invented the concept that we all had to have nice lawns, and I am killing him before he can get it out.
That could be it too.
Because I'm done with it. Why did we not just say, you know what looks good? Weeds. Because
they're
really easy to grow.
You can play hide and seek in them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you make weeds look good.
But no, instead, we pick the thing that's the hardest to keep alive, the grass. That's what we're supposed to have. And everything else that's super easy, I mean, it can not rain for a week and a half. The weeds are loving themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Grass is dead. As we now talk forward, backward, backward, forward, forward and backward and backward and forward. The backwards, backwards game.
Woo!
Or maybe it's called the talking all backwards game.
I know, because we are talking backwards.
Yes, we are. So I'm going to play a clip, then I'm going to flip it and reverse it, and you'll hear the reverse version. You will try to imitate that reverse version.
Okay.
So I can flip it back around again, and we hear what you sound like.
All right.
This is going to be interesting. I don't know. Let's get Tiffany in here first. Hello, Tiffany.
Yes.
All right, Tiffany, your choice. Would you like to team up with Antoine or Monica today in the backwards, forwards, forwards, backwards, talking all backwards game?
Monica.
Okay. All right. Monica, she does have a warped mind. So does she? Maybe she thinks backwards in general. We have no idea. So hang on, Tiffany. That'll be you. And then Melissa, it's going to be you and Antoine, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's move on now to round one of the backwards, backwards game, which I did say earlier as I played you the example. Here it is. Please say.
Jennifer Lopez.
So Jennifer Lopez. That's what it sounds like forwards. So this is what we are trying to imitate when you're going to say it backwards in the backward, backward game. Okay. I have it. It's rolling. I'll make sure that, because I have to, reverse it and everything.
Okay.
So, Monica, you were selected first.
Okay.
You will go first. Here it is.
Say, we'll finish.
Okay. Do we hit just one time?
I'll give you one more time. You can each have two times.
Say, we'll finish.
Say, we're finish.
Okay. That is Monica's. Let me go ahead and isolate that one. Antoine, are you going to be ready to do yours?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. And now go ahead and start a new recording for Antoine. Audio file is now. Okay. Antoine?
Say, we'll finish.
One more time, please.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Say, we'll finish.
Sam, finish.
Okay. Ooh, yours sounded bad. That was my guess. I'm not feeling good about Antoine's. Let's see what we have here. Okay, we will go to Monica Brooks's first. I have it here. I have it lined up. I'm going to go ahead and reverse it here in a second, but here, this is what she said.
They were her finish.
All right. Now, let's reverse it. Here it comes.
Jennifer with...
Jennifer with...
You heard a little Jennifer.
I said Jennifer. Jennifer
yeah,
something.
Great Jennifer. The other side, I don't know. Okay. Now we move on to Antoine Terrell, who said...
Damn, finish.
Oh, man. You're in trouble.
Yeah,
I
that's
can't
a
wait
rough
for
one.
This. Here we go.
Jennifer, my...
Okay, I'm going to go round one is...
Correct!
Monica Brooks, congratulations.
I think my Jennifer was clearer than yours.
Was
no,
it?
I think it was.
Jennifer was pretty...
Jennifer,
maybe not, never mind. Hers was really clear.
Your Lopez was so off.
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what that was
either.
That was
either. A tummy ache is what that sounded like.
Excuse me.
It was a little bad.
I feel attacked.
Well, you were attacked. Okay, here we go. Next round is...
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch, the cereal. Let's flip it around, and it sounds like this.
Snark.
Okay.
Is Antoine's first?
Antoine, you will go first.
one more time for the people in the back, please.
No problem. Here it comes.
Snark.
That's hard.
Can I hear one more time?
Yes.
Snark.
Okay. Snark.
I can't get all soft.
No, that was soft. I was wondering that too. He was like a kitten.
I know. It's cute, isn't
yeah.
it? Okay. Monica Brooks, your chance is now.
Snark.
Wait 1 second. Let me just, I got to start this file up again. Here we go. Okay. Final time.
Snark.
Snarf. Naff. Naff.
Snarf. Naff. Naff.
I like your accent on yours.
It's a good accent. Okay, we go to Antoine Terrell's now. Let's go ahead and hear. What did he say again? And what are we looking for is Captain Crunch.
Snur.
It's so soft and cute. It's just, it's nice. It's delicate the way you're doing it. All right, let's reverse it.
Crunch.
I'm about to shimmer some time.
Oh, man.
I'm going to choke. Okay, here we go.
Snarf. Yeah, snarf.
Monica's is much harder. Snarf. Jeff, down.
Snarf. Yeah, snarf.
Okay, let's reverse it. Let's go ahead now and reverse and see what we get.
Frans. What? Is that forward? Is that?
Friend. Yes, that was forward. And
yes. Frans. And you hear the at the end of mine.
Here we go.
Frunch. Oh, you hear the crunch. I
there you go.
Yes, I do.
It's more of a crunch is what it is. I'm going to have to go with the round four.
Correct.
Antoine
Thank
Terrell.
You.
Okay, we are all tied up. Final round is now.
I'm using my man voice this time. I'm using my man voice.
What a cute little voice that
it
you
was
had.
Very cute.
Okay, this one, it makes total sense for what's going on in our universe right now.
Hot and humid.
Hot and humid.
Okay.
Stupid. So let me go to hot and humid. All right, here's what you will be saying, Monica Brooks.
Then we.
Stop. What?
Okay.
You heard it.
Then we.
Stop. And are we in out there? Dim enough.
Great.
That was it. That was spot on. I shouldn't even go. You already won.
Oh, yeah. That was absolutely perfect. Okay, so Antoine, you will now be responsible for hot and humid as well. Here it is backwards.
Then we.
Stop.
Hademi, hname,
stop.
Hademi, hname, stop.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
Like a song we used to play.
I know. I was dancing when I said it.
I don't even know. Oh,
you know, yes.
Barely. Okay, yes, here we go. Anyway. Monica Brooks.
And are we here out there? Dim enough.
The pause. What the pause is for. Okay, now let's reverse it. Let's see what we have. Monica Brooks gives you.
Find me. Here's find me. He won it.
What,
no,
what
oh,
was
that's
that?
A mistake.
No, you Find played me. That sideways. Hey, that wasn't.
What is that?
I'm sorry. I talked over it. One more time.
And are we here out there? Dim enough.
Okay, so then I reverse it. Let me make sure again. There's no sideways function on here. Effects. Reverse. Here it comes.
Find me. Here's by me. He won.
Okay, he won.
Here's he won.
Here's Antoine.
Me. And now me. Stop.
Let's go ahead and reverse it and see what happens.
Hot. Yeah, I know. Him.
That's
Correct.
You're on human at the end.
I don't know. Yes, I didn't hear anything. Call me in my teeth.
Yeah. I heard Moana when yours. Yeah. It was like a song to Maui in Moana.
Again, listen to yours, Monica.
Find me. Here's my name. He won it.
He my name.
Yeah. Have you ever heard Brent Watts on Channel 7 say it's going to be fun?
Find me.
Here's
my name.
Horned.
Horatio.
Yeah.
Humid. I heard it.
Yeah. Humid. 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 Humid.
Antoine Terrell.
You made it
in. He is the big
Thank
winner.
You.
Melissa, you are the big winner.
Champion.
Backwards, talking okay. All backwards. There it is. Here on your K92 Ooh. Morning Thang.
The K92 Morning Thang. Trending top three. Number three.
So, you want to know when you're going to die?
Well, yeah. I think if I could know, I think.
Then
I think
what?
I'd know. I think I'd know. I think I'd want to know.
So there's a team of scientists in Germany that just created a new blood test that they say is incredibly accurate at predicting when someone is going to die. In that, as of now, it can analyze your blood, it can look for risks and signs, and predict whether you're going to die in the next 5 to 10 years. Okay?
You have any kind of sickness or something.
And it is 80% accurate.
Mm.
All right.
That's high.
That is, yes, very.
And while we're saying, yes, 5 to 10 year window, that's not precise. As science continues and information gets better, would you want to know?
I wouldn't want to know a 5 to 10 year window.
Right.
I would, because then I'm just stressing out for 10 years.
Yeah.
I don't know what day it is.
Yeah.
I need like a month.
You'd be just thinking about it because anything could happen.
Yeah. Tell
like,
me,
you know.
Tell me sure. It's going to be November of 2046.
Like, just live your life.
Trust me,
just
you can still live. Get hit by a bus.
Yeah.
But I guess if someone told you, yo, 5 years, tidy up your affairs. Let's go.
Oh, yay.
You'd have a great
yeah,
five.
You'd be stressed out.
Would you?
Yeah. You'd be just thinking about it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's so live. Many things in this world where you think you want to know. And then when you know them, you don't. It's sort of, they say, I want to know what's in Area 51. I don't, because I feel like if
I'm
they
curious.
Tell us.
I want
us,
them to find out.
I want to know. Somebody else tell me.
It's scary. I don't want to know.
It might be, but I'm like, who?
No, I don't want to know. Ignorance is bliss. They don't say ignorance sucks. That's not a thing.
Number two
trending. How about quitting your job and getting paid $30,000 to do it? Okay, now that's something
getting
we know.
Getting paid to quit?
Yeah, this coffee company wants to pay you to quit your job, and you can apply. It's Stoke Coffee, some cold brew in a can, and they'll send you on a Stokebatical. So it is $30,000 to fund your next move, which means you'll get $20,000 in travel and lodging, plus a $10,000 stipend. And then between October 1st and December 15th, you get to document your experience of whatever it is you chose to do with your money.
Okay.
Y'all are unavailable because, like, the boobash is right in the middle of that, and you've got stuff to do, so you are not allowed to quit.
We're busy.
Yep, too bad. No. Y'all are busy, but somebody else can do it. You have through Labor Day to submit for this. I don't have a website, but just look for Stoke Cold Brew Coffee.
Number one.
Who knew that me and Aretha Franklin were exactly the same?
The same person.
You can sing.
No, definitely not that. Nor I'm not the ghost of Aretha.
Uh-huh.
I am not. I'm not the reincarnated Aretha.
Okay.
But she and I have a personality trait that is very eerily similar.
What's
that?
That
we hate checks. We hate them. We hate when people give us checks, and it's very difficult for us to cash checks.
Oh.
Aretha Franklin, who is no longer with us. There's reports of her estate because all, of course, the families are fighting because there's all this money involved. And Aretha Franklin had $988,000 worth of uncashed checks when she passed away.
I believe that.
Just
yeah. She had stuff stored away. Like she didn't. She handwrote her note, like of where she wants, who she wants to have what.
You mean the will?
The will.
The will.
I can't even think about
the
it.
Note.
I know the notes. Yes, but it was a note, and it was like tucked in her couch or something.
The pen pal.
Yeah, but it was like, it was tucked away, like hidden.
And you have
couch.
To think about it, when she was probably performing, they were writing checks like as soon as she finished performing or before she performed, she probably tucked it away in her purse.
A lot of,
and she said she didn't trust.
Okay,
anyone.
Do you honestly think they write you a check at the end of a performance and you walk
back
away
in the day,
with it?
Back in the
I
day.
Definitely when I performed stand up comedy like years ago, I would get checks when I walked
and
off stage.
And she did. Okay. She did. And she would collect and she would
but
just
But when Aretha
tuck it away.
Walks off stage at Madison Square Garden and not like, here's your check, Aretha.
Well,
all right,
maybe.
That comes later. That's cute.
What?
No, a lot of it because when you're an artist, you get a lot of checks from the publishing companies and Screen Actors Guild and stuff like that. So that's where, because those come all the time. So she had a bunch of different checks from all the different music companies totaling $285,000. Mm-hmm. And then one gigantic check from Sound Exchange and the Screen Writers Guild for $702,000.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
And you can still cash it.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
No, there's a window.
What's the window?
No, but a lot of times they say, 180 days?
Yeah, three to 6 months, somewhere around there.
I think you go back to Sound Exchange, I need you to send me a new check.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I got one for like $19 sitting around, so I got nothing on Aretha, but man, that's awesome.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Randy says, I have a scam request from my wife, Lisa. We actually just got back from a birthday trip to the beach where the whole family got together to celebrate, and it was really great. However, we left one day early because I had to get back for work, and we let my college-age son stay the extra night with his friend who came on the trip with him. I thought maybe you could call and tell her there were all kinds of damages or charges or something. I absolutely love your birthday scam, so I thought this would be the perfect cap to her celebration. That is from Randy. Here we go with the birthday scam, Airbnb destruction on your K92 Morning Thang.
Hello?
Yes, hello. May I speak to Lisa, please?
This is Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. My name is Nick Arlington. I'm calling from the Claims and Securities Department here at Airbnb.
The what?
You recently used Airbnb for a beach rental, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm calling from the department that handles the claims and security. So basically, a lot of our owners don't like having to deal with the awkwardness of fighting over damages claims. So we handle the interaction with the customer.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what you're talking about. What do you mean claims?
Well, given the state of the rental, I'm not sure how you could be this confused. I mean, ma'am, did you not see the place as you checked out?
Not actually, no. I mean, my husband and I left Friday, and then my son and his friend stayed the last night.
So you did not see the property upon his departure?
No, I did not. Is there some sort of a problem?
Well, ma'am, I don't make phone calls to say, hey, great job on the rental. So yes, there's a problem. How old is your son?
My son's 22.
And you left him there alone?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't alone. He was with his friend, and they're responsible kids.
Oh, really? Ma'am, have you ever watched a movie in your entire life? A couple of horny 22-year-olds at the beach, mom and dad leave, boom, epic party.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's in the movies. You know, it's not every 22-year-old that acts like that.
Yes, said every oblivious parent after a gigantic house party. Ma'am, our cleaning service counted 87 beer cans in the unit.
87
beer cans plus 4 empty bottles of vodka, 3 Malibu coconut rums, and a gigantic garbage can that had apparently been converted into some sort of fruit punch concoction.
Are you serious about this?
Yes, ma'am. I am dead serious. I told a joke once 6 years ago. Nobody laughed. I am never trying my hand at comedy again. So it will be an additional $150 for the cleaning.
Oh, God. All right. Well, you know, that was the security deposit. How convenient. Yes. I guess you're just going to take that.
Yes, we're going to take that. But that does not cover the additional mental anguish.
Oh.
What? Mental anguish? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the pain and suffering of our poor cleaning crew.
Oh, really? Pain and suffering?
Yes.
I mean, you're ridiculous.
Ma'am. When our cleaning crew entered the unit, they found a man in the bathtub.
A man in the bathtub.
Yes. Our poor housekeeper, Marta, had to endure the mental anguish. She walked in, and this individual was wearing nothing but a bathing suit, asleep in the bathtub with his Happy Gilmore hanging out. She fainted and hit her head on the side of the toilet.
Oh, no.
I mean... come on. Like, who saw this happen? And why are you blaming this all on me?
Well, I mean, you are the person who rented this unit in the first place, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Then, therefore, in your Airbnb rental agreement, it is your responsibility. The woman hit her head on the side of the toilet, ma'am.
So maybe she tripped and fell.
Because there was a man with his Gilmore hanging out, swinging to and fro in the bath. This is not something that happens every day around here, and we do believe that she is suffering now from PTSD.
Well, first of all, who's this man in the bathtub? Go after the man. How did he get in there? He's exposing himself to this woman. Like, right. Don't blame me.
This is your unit, ma'am. He got in because your son let him in for his gigantic American Pie-style house party that he had here. So please go ahead and expect an additional pain and suffering charge of $6,247 on your card.
Are you out of your mind?
No.
You're looking for $6,000?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have that kind of money.
Ma'am, you have to understand, our poor housekeeper, Marta, she will not even enter a bathroom now, and she just keeps saying, nude man in bathtub, Marta no like bathroom. She's been peeing in a bucket in her kitchen.
Oh, no.
That's her issue. I mean, you're going to blame all that on my son, who... Trust me, did not even have a party. I don't know who this man is in the bathtub, but you need to have a better handle on these things. I'm not paying $6,000. You're out of your mind.
So you mean to tell me, ma'am, that the house that you rented, that we gave you entry to, that you let a 22-year-old have property of for an entire night at the beach all by himself, somehow that's our fault?
It's not my fault. Oh. I mean, I'll talk to my son about it and try and get to the bottom of it.
Well, you know what? You should talk to your husband about this whole thing, too, because he's really the one to blame here.
Why are you blaming my husband? He was with me. We left.
Right, but he set up the birthday scam that you're on right now. Hi, you're on the radio. Zach Jackson, K92.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday!
Oh, my God. Wait. So, okay, this never happened.
That is correct.
And this is my birthday present?
Yes, it is.
Are you kidding me?
Well,
oh, my God.
You can sue the offending party who is your husband, so you can sue
him.
Oh,
he's really going to get it. Not the way he wants it.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. The K92 Morning Thangs. Ghost Hunters.
Dating. The Great Frontier. The mystery. You want to talk about the unsolved mystery of life. Forget every Netflix documentary about murder and crime and killing and whatever. It's dating. Dating is what it is. That's why we have ghost hunters, because you go out on a date with someone and then they're gone.
What happened to them?
Poof.
And there used to be a time when you could go ghost on somebody and you could actually be ghost, but now you can find them.
But you know what? It's a cowardly way to end any kind of relationship.
Oh,
so
it is.
You want to have explanations. You want to, right, Hannah?
Yes. I want to know what happened to Will.
Hannah wants to know, so she's going to fill us in on what has happened with her and Will. And Will has, in fact, agreed to come on with us and explain his side of the story. So we'll get that on the second side. But Hannah, let's hear your side first on the ghosting.
So basically, I met him on a dating app. And I mean, he seemed like a really nice guy. You know, it was good conversation, nothing crazy. It was kind of light, you know, school stuff, families. So I'm not sure what went wrong.
Typical first date stuff. Everything here sounds completely normal.
Uh-huh.
You met on a dating app, which means looking to date.
Yeah. Nothing unusual.
How did the date end? Did it just see you soon or police were called? I don't know. What happened?
I don't know. Police were called. He gave me a kiss on the cheek. And,
okay.
And said, I'll call you.
All right. And then
I'll call you.
But then he didn't.
Yes. That's what someone says when they're not going to call
but
you.
But see, that doesn't stand out until they don't call you.
Oh.
Because somebody's always going to say that they're going to call somebody.
If someone gives you a look of, I'll call you. That means.
See, okay.
What? We don't know he gave that
I'll
look,
call
though.
You.
We don't know he gave that look.
That means they're not going to
call
you.
He didn't call, so he must have given that look. I mean, Monica wasn't there, but sometimes her crazy accusations are right. So Will has agreed to come on with us.
Yes.
Is Hannah involved in this too, Monica?
He's okay with talking with Hannah.
Okay, so Hannah, he says he'll come on and he'll talk to you as well. So are we cool with that?
Great.
Okay, cool. Give me a second. Let's line everything up and let's get to the bottom of this ghost hunting situation next on the K92 Morning Thang.
The K92 Morning Thangs. Ghost Hunters.
Hannah goes on a date with Will. He says those terrible words, according to Monica Brooks, I'll call you.
I'll call you. Usually it's with a finger.
No, it's only when they say, hey, don't worry about calling me. I'll call you.
I'll call you.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't set it up like that. At least we don't know he did.
It's in their court.
So he did give the I'll call you. Was there a finger involved?
No.
Okay. There was no finger wag.
Thank you.
Though I will say, when you say kiss me on the cheek and said I'll call you, That is the kind of thing you say to your great Aunt Sally when you have no intention of calling her later.
Come on.
Love you, Auntie. I'll call you.
No.
Yes.
It's the way you're saying it. It's the inflection.
Yeah, but then he didn't call, so that's the problem.
But maybe he was like, hey, girl, I'll call you. See, that doesn't sound as bad.
Who is this? Did you go on a date with Drake?
No, who is that?
Okay, let's get Will in here. Good morning, Will.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, so he gave the I'll call ya, and he has agreed to come on with us. You go on a date. Hannah is with us, too, because you said that was okay. So I'm giving you the floor, Will. What's on your mind?
Look, Hannah, I was wrong for saying that I'd call you and not calling you. I am sorry.
Okay, because did you not have a plan on calling her at all?
I did not plan on calling her whatsoever.
Okay.
So what's the deal? Why do you guys say you're going to call and you don't call?
Okay, I mean, this is so funny. This whole thing is so funny right now.
Okay.
Funny? Why?
None of us are laughing yet, so tell, what's the funny part?
You're going to just ignore the fact that you made out with a random guy on our date?
What?
Hmm?
Yeah, I started to leave you at the restaurant, but I wanted to finish my burger, so I got up to look for you because you're taking like a really long bathroom break, and you were at the door giving goodbye kisses to some random guy. And so I just went back to the table and continued eating.
Okay, so you walk over and you see her kissing some random person.
Yeah.
Hannah?
I didn't think you've seen that. Well, okay.
Okay, Lisa. Oh, what? So who? Wait a minute.
What?
So that happened?
He's a friend of mine. I gave him a kiss on the cheek. But I wasn't making out with him.
Okay, so kiss on the... Did you say, I'll call you at the end of it? So you say there was no... You weren't making out. This is some friend of yours that you ran into.
He was my ex that I ran into.
So you were making out.
What?
I was not making out with him.
Will? Jeez. What did you see, Will?
I was imagining what
was going on, imagining things. I was making out with him.
All right, well, that's it. Will, what did you see, or at least think you saw?
I saw some kisses on the mouth, is what I saw.
Okay, so you saw two mouths meeting, and one of them was definitely Hannah.
Yes.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Hannah?
Okay. You need to get a new prescription for your glasses. Seriously? I'm not making out with some guy. The ex-boyfriend? No.
But was there lip-to-lip contact?
No, I kissed his cheek.
Will, do you know what a lip looks like versus a cheek?
Look, this is real good, Hannah. You're a real good one.
Yeah, you know what? I'm so over this. Forget it. Ugh.
Hannah?
Is she gone?
Oh, she declared cut it. Monica, please explain. You know phone language. How does this all work?
Well, I'll call you.
She got
so
you cut
it. She got it to us.
She's gone. Yeah, she's gone. Will, are you still here?
I'm here.
Okay. I'm inclined to believe that Will knows what a mouth looks like.
And she did say she had food and drinks, so maybe she forgot that the lip was right there.
I don't know. Because this could be a situation, and I don't know Will. So, Will, I'm not going to take a shot at you, Will. But I feel like Will was not planning to call her anyway. And so
when you see someone kissing another dude.
No.
Oh.
Before. And so he saw an opportunity to get out of calling her.
Okay.
So he takes a situation that has some truth in it and he makes it into a bigger one.
So you're saying he built a papier-mâché doll that looked like her ex-boyfriend to set
Hannah,
up the situation.
Hannah kissed her ex-boyfriend on the cheek, probably close to the mouth, and he saw it as an opportunity to make it into a bigger thing to
ghost her. Is that true, Will?
Oh, yes, that is very true. I built a paper.
I knew it. I knew he had arts and crafts going on. A mouth is a mouth. Yeah. I think Will knew what he was talking about.
He could have just made a scene
or got up and left right then, but he did not. He at least gave the I'll call ya, which if we've learned one thing out of this is, sorry, Antoine, Monica was right. The I'll call ya is the kiss of death. Will, we do appreciate you coming on with us. I'm going to have to say I think that would be a reason to not have a date number two.
I think I agree. Thanks, guys.
Okay, no problem. Appreciate it. The most viral moments of the day, including this Army vet who is doing something fantastic, so we want to spread that. But then as you walk into the office, you'll be in the know. You know what's viral now.
K92, all the audio that matters. It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thing.
Also viral this morning, in addition to audio, is pictures of things like the fish with two mouths.
What?
You have not seen The Fish with Two Mouths?
I haven't
not
seen it.
See, this is why we're doing this. So you don't have to sound dumb like you do right now.
I do. I sound misinformed or uninformed.
Plattsburgh, New York, which is upstate New York. This has been trending like crazy overnight. This woman caught a fish, and it has two mouths. There it is. I'm showing it to you right
it
now.
Does.
I mean, it's a fish with two mouths.
Yeah, it's mutated.
Doubled her chances of catching it.
One on top and one on the bottom.
So do you eat it?
It's like a bunk bed.
I would not eat a fish with two mouths.
You wouldn't?
No, they threw it back. They took some pictures and then tossed it back in. But yeah, I would not take that chance.
Wow, look at this thing. This is crazy. Pulled it in. It felt extra heavy this time. So I was like, okay, this is a good one. Got it in and seen the two mouths on it.
And I've had messages from all over the world, like people asking about this fish. And it seems like everybody's got an opinion on what is the cause of this fish having two mouths.
Cause is just, you know, it's like Siamese twin thing would be my guess. But I'm still not eating the fish because I don't want to take any chances. Also trending this morning is that alligators can climb fences.
Oh, I did see that. I watched that video. It was pretty amazing right there.
That one's viral. So you can go and did you see the alligator that can climb a fence? This is terrifying.
It is. You know maybe he's preparing for, you know, Iron Man challenge or something.
You know what I'm preparing for?
5K coming up.
Never going to Florida again because if the alligators are climbing the fences, how do we keep them in now?
You can't.
I know. Can't contain them anymore. Okay, so this story is awesome. It is a Army veteran who is walking to Disney World. He started at his house in Washington State. So not D.C., but state. Jimmy Novak, 42 years old. And basically his goal is he walks 22 miles every single day as a tribute and a way to cause awareness for the 22 veterans in our country that commit suicide every single day. So this is Jimmy.
I try to walk 22 miles to recognize the 22 veterans who are dying by suicide every day. I've had a couple of different times when I've been wrestling with suicidal thoughts. And what I did is I did everything wrong. I didn't seek help, and I should have. The most physically challenging part was one day when the GPS turned me off-road onto the Oregon Trail.
Of course.
There was a lot of steep inclines and uneven terrain to go over.
Trying to get him to die of dysentery like the Oregon Trail.
Dysentery.
Yeah, that's... No!
No.
Try to sit and have the GPS. It's always going to steer you wrong. But it's a cool thing on a topic that is not cool. Not cool at all. Military suicide in this country is way too high.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredibly higher than the normal suicide rate, which is way too high.
Yeah, it's terrible.
22 a day is unacceptable. Behind the scenes, I can tell you at this point, we on the Thang are working on what we hope is going to be some awesome events and moments and things that we can do for suicide awareness and military suicides and everything like that. So we're working on, hopefully have some announcements for you very soon, but that is going on behind the scenes. Also going on in the world right now involving suicide is this push to have the kind of like the 911 suicide hotline. Have you seen this whole thing?
No.
Because right now you call the number, which if I had it handy would be responsible of me right now, but I don't. And it's an 800 number. It's the Logic song. It's hard to remember. So they want it to be 988. So if you're having those thoughts and you're in those moments and you need someone to talk to, you just hit 988 and it would go directly to that line as opposed to having, what is the number again? 800, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That whole thing. So it is, I think that should be a no-brainer with our government. Mm-hmm. 988, it should be done. It should be in the works right now.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
First, I have to apologize because I had confirmed that Beyonce's mother.
You did.
Tina Knowles.
You did say that.
You did.
She will be a part of the Dancing with the Stars cast.
You didn't even say it is rumored that she might be.
No, I said she's on it.
You said confirmed.
And I said Beyonce is going to be there because she's going to boost their ratings and they're going to be coming back full force.
Yep,
Dancing with the Stars.
You lied.
Well, someone lied to me and that passed. Well, I just confirmed it and then Beyonce's mom heard it and said.
Because I'm a liar.
Yeah, you are.
Because I'm a liar.
Well, she's out. She's out for whatever reason. Beyonce told her not to do it, so she's not doing it.
I don't think she was ever in.
I think she wanted to. If you know, like, Tina Knowles, her personality, I could see her. She loves to dance.
So you believe Beyonce said, you will not go on that cheesy dance broadcast because then they're going to expect for me to go there?
Uh-huh, and it's going to mess with my schedule.
Understood.
Because I will have to be there to show support
for
my
mom. And then they'll bug me about performing.
Yep.
It's sort of like how we don't want to go to certain events because they're just going to try to make us host. I see what this is.
Yeah.
This makes
and
sense.
And Beyonce's like, they want to ask me to sing some
Lion
King
Camera's always going to be on me.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, hey, why don't you get up there and do one of your skits? I know how she.
Yeah,
I know
so
how
she's
Beyonce
like,
feels.
Mom, sorry, no pass. Just dance at home.
Okay.
You know, so, but Christy Brinkley, the model, she's going to be a part of it. James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek. He'll
Dawson.
Be there.
Yep.
Yeah, he's going to be there. Lamar Odom.
All right. He'll be off. Don't worry.
Yeah. I have two favorites that's going to be on this season.
Okay. And they are?
Ray Lewis.
Middle linebacker
for Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
And Kale Mitchell from Keenan and Kale.
Okay. The Good Burger guy.
Yeah.
Kale?
He's the skin.
Oh, yeah. The skin. Okay.
The orange
hey,
soda
good
one.
Burger. Welcome to Good Burger. Home of the Good Burger. That's Kale.
Yeah.
The other one.
The other one.
Yeah. Yeah. The other one. Yeah. Ray Lewis will be on there till the end. Lamar Odom, 2 weeks at the most.
2 weeks?
He has wrecked his brain. You think he's going to know how to dance and be all coordinated?
I think people are going to root for him and he has a new book. He has a book or something.
Yes,
he's tall and he's no. It's not
he's not going to hold it.
No, okay. No.
Well, The Rock, he is now the world's highest paid actor.
Yes, okay. And he should be.
Yeah, $89 million, $89.4 million for him. I know. Did he think about that when he was part of the WWE that he would be making that much money as an actor?
I don't think anybody thinks you're going to make that kind of money. You think maybe someday I could make $1 million and then it just sort of spirals into that.
And what's awesome is that persona The Rock was like created for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were in meetings talking about this is who you should be for wrestling and look where he's taken it.
Yes. It's pretty cool. And Chris Hemsworth, $76.4 million, so he's not really hurting.
Wow, Avengers money. That's good money right there. Shoot. As we get ready to play, Craigslist Price is Right. Antoine Terrell, come on down.
Welcome to Craigslist Price is Right, the game where we find out if Stephanie, Zach, and Monica know what you're charging us.
Yep, so you go on Craigslist and you just try to sell stuff. I mean, you can sell whatever you want and you name your price. And there are very creative and weird items on there. Monica, see who's online too. We'll set that whole thing up and we'll get our people in. We're also going to meet Memphis the dog who is up for adoption at the Franklin County Humane Society. Let's say good morning to Kate. Hello, Kate.
Hello.
All right, Kate, it is your choice. You can team up with Zach, Monica, or Stephanie. Kate.
I'm going to go with Monica.
Okay, Kate and
she
Monica.
She thinks she knows the best Craigslist.
I know.
She's a bargain shopper.
Monica Craigslist.
She hangs out on Craigslist. She tries
I saw
to sell.
Smoker on Craigslist.
I like it.
Yeah. Sell what on Craigslist?
A smoker.
She sold a smoker.
Oh, no, I sold.
Yes, you sold.
I thought you said I stole. I'm like,
No. You sold it. You sold it.
I thought you said I saw a smoke girl on Craigslist.
Oh,
I don't even know what
that'd
that
be
meant.
Different.
Who's, let's see, we've got Courtney. Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
Hi, Courtney, your choice, Zach or Stephanie from the Franklin County Humane Society.
My daughter says that I'd better choose Stephanie.
Okay. Oh, I like it.
Oh, man. Look
sweet.
At that.
So, and we have Whitney.
Courtney, if you lose, it's your daughter's fault. So you can hang that over her head. And Whitney, is that you? You hear Whitney?
Yes.
All right, Whitney, it's going to be me and you. Great choice, even though you didn't have to make it. Okay, Whitney?
Hey, I'm fine with it.
All right, fantastic. So Antoine's going to present us with the item. We just have to guess. What is it being sold for on Craigslist? We all write down our answers closest to the actual Craigslist price. We'll win the round. First person to two. Here we go.
First person to two. All right. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
The first item up for bid on Craigslist is a Dolly Parton pinball machine.
Ooh. A pinball machine. All right.
A pinball machine.
Please tell me it has Dolly two Parton. Well-placed lights somewhere on the pinball machine.
Oh.
No? Oh, it would be awesome if it
pinball
did.
Machine.
All right. So I need you guys to write in the amount that you think a Dolly Parton pinball machine.
A Dolly Parton pinball machine. So this is a full-size pinball machine.
Full-size pinball machine.
Okay, so everybody lock in with your answers.
Can we know what city?
No.
It's in our listening area.
The internet.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
And it works.
So around here.
The pinball machine is still
a fair question. Okay.
All right.
It's not broke down.
Need some repairs.
All right. Okay, I have locked in with my answer. Memphis is available for adoption right now. Beautiful, 10-month-old, super sweet dog.
I'm so in love with this dog.
Yeah, Stephanie a lot of times brings in dogs that look like her dogs or remind her of her dogs. But this dog is really, really cool. Loves other dogs.
Yes, she does. And she's got such, like, smushy, squiggly, fun energy. Mm-hmm. She's just a snuggle bug.
Yeah, so you can see her on our Facebook page. If you could do us a favor and just, if nothing else, share that post, yes, because that's how we get these animals adopted in a lot of different times at the Franklin County Humane Society, where Director Anita, it's her birthday today.
It's her birthday. All right, happy birthday, Anita.
Thank you to Leslie Owens and Amanda Christensen, State Farm agents who sponsor this segment. State Farm is so awesome. I'll let you know why here in a second as well, because they're going to win money for this area, courtesy of State Farm. Let's find out, though, round one. Dolly Parton pinball machine. Everybody is locked with your answers, yes? Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll go Monica, me, and then Stephanie. Monica, what do you have for your amount?
$250.05.
$250.05. Mm-hmm. $5.
Yeah. 5 cents. Okay.
See, for a working pinball machine, real size, I'm going higher. So I've gone $815.10.
$815.10 for Zach and 10. Stephanie.
I might have overshot it a little.
You don't know.
I have $2,500.98.
Okay. Woo! $25.98.
Well, I thought that Dolly Parton owned it.
Oh, no, well. It's pictures of it's.
See, so I messed up, but that's okay. You live and you learn.
Okay, the actual retail
price. Retail price for the Dolly Parton pinball machine is $750.
Correct. Oh, that was good. Antoine, I almost got to reach into your pocket.
Yes, it was almost right. You almost got a dollar.
Okay. All
right,
that is a point for me as we now move on to round two. Next item, Craigslist Price is Right.
Our next item is an animal.
No, that's not good. We shouldn't do this.
Hmm? It's a pet.
Oh.
And a tank that comes with the pet. I could pick a different item.
A different item. We don't like selling animals on Craigslist. Okay.
All right. We'll go a different item.
Take it out.
And sacrilegious. Autographed Michael Jordan Team USA jersey.
Okay.
Autographed.
Autographed by Michael Jordan?
Yes. His autograph.
It's a fair question. Yes. Sometimes we autograph Taylor Swift t-shirts.
But you know what?
Did he wear it?
Did he have proof?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's verified.
It's authenticated.
Certificate of authenticity.
It's in the frame, and it comes with the certificate.
Is it a game-worn jersey?
Golly. No.
Okay.
I might have done better with a reptile. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, I'm locked.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Good. I am locked as well. State Farm Insurance, by the way, Amanda Christensen and Leslie Owens, they sponsored this segment, which is awesome. They support rescue animals, which is awesome. And then State Farm as a whole, we have the After Prom Grand Finale in the running for $25,000 right now in a nationwide competition. The top 40 organizations or groups or whatever are in for this thing. And right now, the After Prom Grand Finale is at 22nd place, which is awesome. We started at 34th today. And I told you, we're getting a top 20 by the end of the show.
On our way.
So text the word prom, P-R-O-M, to the number 52353. That'll give you the direct link, or just go to voteprompparty.com. You can vote 10 times a day, and you can vote all 10 times on one click. So you'll be good to go. Please vote. We need this thing to stay. It has saved the lives of 85,000 students in our area. If you can hear my voice, your school has taken part in the After Prom Grand Finale, your high school, that is. So go ahead and do that. Thank you to State Farm. And if you need insurance, call Amanda, call Leslie. They will hook you up. Okay. Michael Jordan, game worn jersey. I will weigh in first with $175.50. $175.50.
All right. Stephanie.
Golly, I'm terrible at this game.
You don't know the price yet.
Well, I just feel like he knows more than I do.
Go ahead.
$540.98. Okay. Clearly, I overpay for things.
All right. It's good to know if I need to sell you something.
Monica?
You see Stephanie come up to your yard sale, add a one to everything there.
$250.05.
So that was that the same bid from the last round?
It sure was.
All right. I would like to point out that everybody is below the price of this jersey. It is $2,399.
What? You better get out of
here. It's a Michael Jordan autograph.
You don't even know. You could buy a frame anywhere.
Nice.
It came with the certificate.
But it's just a Michael Jordan autograph. It's not like he wore the jersey.
$2,000?
It's Michael Jordan's autograph.
You might have.
You think that's a reasonable price?
It's from the Dream Team.
I can get Michael Jordan autograph.
I think that sounds like a sale price.
Yeah. I don't know.
Michael Jordan expected to be more.
Stephanie has one.
Yeah.
So here we go. Let's go on to the next one. Hopefully me or Stephanie. You know what? Monica, you're eliminated from this round.
I'm eliminated.
Yeah, it's sudden. Yes. We're on time.
Yes, okay.
I can tell you her guess, $250.05.
Yeah.
Okay, final item right now. Sudden death. Me versus Stephanie.
All right. The final item is an old school traffic light. So red, yellow, green. They used to hang up. This is being sold in Lynchburg, just for the record.
Real traffic light.
Real traffic light.
Is that against the law?
Wouldn't you like pay someone to take that?
I think.
They are selling it on Craigslist.
Okay.
All right, me versus Stephanie. I'm locked.
It is considered an antique.
Okay. Antique. Oh. Well.
No, I think I almost think I know the person who lists this.
Oh wow.
I really do. Yeah. I don't think I do. All right, I'm locked. You don't look at my answer. You cheater. You cheated.
It doesn't matter. I'm already locked in.
Okay, good.
All right. So, Stephanie, since you saw Zach's answer, you go first.
$15.98.
$15.98. Okay.
I have gone in honor of Monica Brooks. $250.05. I feel like I'm going to win right here. $250.05.
And yours was $15 and how many cents?
98 cents.
Okay. I had to do math in my head real quick to figure out who won.
In the middle.
Stephanie won. It is $125. Stephanie is off by $110. Zach, you are off by $125.
Oh,
that's a bargain right there.
$125.
She thought it was allergies. It was not allergies. Medical stuff freaking out Monica.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I give you stories. And then we leave out some details. Of course, I got to find my stories. Mm-hmm. Do I have anything over here? I don't think I do.
Throw everything out.
I don't know where they are.
Oh, no.
Ah!
You can't freak me out.
No, you got this.
Mm-hmm.
Make up a story.
No, don't tell me. You know I have to do research after.
That's right. True.
Well, we'll at least just go with this story because it's the only one I can find. I can't even find it, but I remember. She thought she had allergies, and it was a tumor.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not a tumor.
Actually, it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Because she had allergy symptoms. It was runny nose, itchy eyes, and it just wouldn't go away. And then the next thing you know, she did, in fact, have a brain tumor.
Is she going to be okay?
I don't know.
Because, you know, the last time they had a guy that had allergies and his nose was running, and I said, because I believe it is possible to, you know, leak. This is, you know, disgusting if you're eating. Brain. And he was leaking a little bit of it. Remember that guy?
I actually do remember that. For as crazy as you sound, this is one of those times where Monica ends up being right.
It was a terrible thing. He recovered. He was like, I think this is more than allergies.
Does that make you less smart? If pieces
start leaking.
If you start leaking brain.
Start leaking brain.
We're only using 10%. So is it part of the 90% that you're leaking?
If it's part of the 10%, I mean, what bad luck right there.
Oh, gosh.
You leaked out the part you're using.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't use it, you lose it. I don't know. But yeah, if you got brain leak, if you've had brain leak out your nose, let us know if it affected your ability to do math. Text if you know how to use a phone and we can do that. We can pass along again after prom grand finale. That I do know. I don't need that to be on a piece of paper in front of me. We are trying to get this thing into the top 20 before the end of the show.
We're almost there.
No, so this is cool. So $25,000 is going to any program that finishes in the top 40. So we're in decent shape.
Yep.
Anything can happen in the next 2 days, though, because you don't know who else is pumping a surge right now, trying to do some sort of Facebook campaign or whatever it is. The After Prom Grand Finale has saved the lives of 85,000 students in our listening area. Pretty much every high school within the sound of my voice has participated in the After Prom, had the ability to try to win a car with first team at the finale that we host. They're in danger of losing this program. We cannot let that happen. So you just need to text the word prom, PROM, to 52353. We will send you the direct link, or you can go to votepromparty.com. Sign up. You can vote 10 times a day. You can do all 10 votes at once. And we are at number 22 right now.
Woo.
22. So we are knocking on the door of the top 20. Let's see if we can bump it in by the end of the show. Thank you for your support.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.